Locally, huge questions still remain to be answered on immigration, especially after the recent decision by Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone to change how the agency works with immigration and customs enforcement. It specifically affects how the agency deals with courtesy holds for immigration violations on behalf of federal agents. With us for a few minutes to talk about that is Scott Decker, foundation professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at ASU. He's also co-author of the book Policing Immigrants, Local Law Enforcement on the Front Lines. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
So how significant is the change that Paul Penzone is putting into effect? On a practical level, what does it mean?
First, it's very significant. Sheriffs typically cooperate to a greater extent with ICE than do police chiefs. And Sheriff Penzone's predecessor was well known for the extremely high levels of cooperation with ICE and federal immigration enforcement. So this is a change of significant magnitude. It also, I think, is important to point out that the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office is a department with a different culture of practice with regard to ICE and immigration enforcement than Sheriff Penzone's actions and direction indicate. So cultural change is very difficult in law enforcement, and that's one of the challenges that await the new sheriff, particularly in light of this announcement.
And briefly, it's been reported that the sheriff made the change after consulting with the county attorney's office. They're from different parties. One wouldn't have thought they would have great disagreement on something like this. But does it make sense, based on what you're hearing from other places, that the county attorney has seen potential lawsuits elsewhere, wants to try to nip those in the bud?
Well, look, the new sheriff inherits a department that the U.S. Department of Justice has said engaged in illegal policing as a pattern and practice. Clearly, it's important for the sheriff to get the department to operate in a legal manner and engage in policing that will pass some level of review. Our work surveyed over 400 chiefs and 150 sheriffs across the country, and the sentiment that we heard consistently reported was, it's great for the federal government to do all these things, but they're asking us to divert local resources and local tax dollars to implement federal mandates, particularly at a time when local resources have been stretched and cut for many police departments. One of the sheriffs we interviewed was in El Paso, Texas, and I'll never forget what he said, which was, if I'm doing the federal government's job, who's doing the job I was elected to do and the local taxpayers are paying for me to do? So I think this cooperation between the sheriff and the county prosecutor is welcome. It's good. It strengthens public safety. But it also reflects, I think, a desire on both parts to address local concerns and local needs.
Well, Scott, what you said about the El Paso sheriff leads well into this, I think, because with the major changes we're going to see at the federal level on immigration enforcement, are there ways in which that could help local agencies? Are there ways it could hurt? Or is this just going to make things so complicated? We've talked about patchwork before when it comes to immigration reform.
Yep. Yeah. Without comprehensive immigration reform at the federal level, we're going to continue to have this patchwork where different cities that may be abut each other, Chandler and Gilbert, Mesa and Tempe, could have different local policies and law enforcement could behave differently in one jurisdiction to the next. And that creates all kinds of issues, not just for documented citizens and undocumented citizens, but for the criminal justice system, for public agencies, for health care, for education. And I think one of the things we found that was most troubling was that most police departments had no policy about immigration enforcement and had no training for their officers. And that meant that not only could one municipality differ from another, but one officer could enforce and interpret the law very differently than another officer in that same department, maybe even on the same shift. And those are circumstances without policy and without training where the police get in trouble, where it's difficult to know on the part of citizens what's expected and what's allowable. So there certainly are many challenges ahead until there's comprehensive reform.
And Scott, less than a minute left, and this will be quick. We have heard DPS Director Ralph Milstead, former Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiu, are reportedly finalists to be the next head of Customs and Border Protection. Is there any significance there to you? Does it make sense for an Arizonan to be in that position?
As a border state, and really a border state, you know, the last 20 years we've seen the Texas border and the California borders really be tightened up, and that's funneled much more traffic into the state of Arizona. So certainly in the case of both of those individuals, they have experience and firsthand knowledge with some of the issues and, frankly, some of the solutions that have had to be crafted by local law enforcement in the absence of leadership at the federal level in developing policy.
Scott Decker of the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at ASU. He's also co-author of the book Policing Immigrants, Local Law Enforcement on the Front Lines. Scott, thanks.
Thank you, as always.